Okay, Daniel, we have a very, very special guest. As you know, we got the big show, I call it.
Right.
Donna Banks put this together 8 years ago, and it's grown and grown and grown. And it's Saturday from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. And Ace Livingston is one of the artists, and he is a jazz artist, sitting with us right here in the studio.
Ace, good morning, and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Dan. Thanks for having Mr. Brad. How are you?
Great. And Ace, of course, is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, and you're going to be performing at the big Bloomfield Backpack Giveaway on Saturday, aren't you?
Yes, and I'm so excited about it. It's just been looking forward to it all week. I was telling people about it, and I'm getting ready to go on social media and just plug away and just, you know, just let everyone know just to come on out, support, and you know, have a good time. I thought Mr. Brad was going to say 2 a.m. from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. But, yeah, I'm excited about it.
Oh, that's terrific.
How long have you been singing jazz? We got some music that we're going to play in a little bit here. How long has it been in your life?
Well, it's I'm going to give you a short version of the long story. I'm a pastor's kid, so I've been playing music in church all my life. But then I see you every year at the First Cathedral at the Martin Luther King. I think we're coming in the same time last year. But doing playing music in church, you know, that opened the door for me to be playing music. And then after my soccer career didn't even get off the ground, you know, my passion just got switched to another, you know, area, which was music. And then doors open. I was playing for Jennifer Lopez, 98 Degrees, Harry Connick Jr.
Wow.
And then I realized that, you know what, I have a story to tell as well. So let me do my own thing. So I went all the way back, started from scratch, and I'm building this because I want to help kids create an avenue to be able to express themselves musically in the jazz arena.
Well, you know, Donna Banks, mm-hmm. who has been working with me for many, many years.
She's awesome.
Decided that she wanted to do something 8 years ago, mm-hmm. For her town, the town of Bloomfield. She was a city councilwoman there as well. And she just created all of this, and it was tough at first, but now it is just tremendous. We get great crowds,
yes.
And great talent. Mm-hmm. And when she told us that you were coming, and as you know, some of your background, I just thought it was tremendous.
Wow, thank you so much, so much, Dr. D. I mean, it's any chance I can, or any chance or opportunity I have to help, to do whatever, to, you know, make people smile, inspire, encourage, I'm with it.
Tell us a little bit about the music that you brought with you today, Ace.
Yes, I come bearing gifts. I brought some wristbands as well.
Right.
I'd have brought a whole bunch if I knew, but, you know. But, yeah, I brought two CDs. My first one, the Ace Livingston Project, and the second one, My Metamorphosis. And this one came out a couple of years ago, and it was inspired by my growth from the first CD to that point when it was released. You know, hence the name My Metamorphosis. I went through, you know, it bookmarked my emotional journey. You know, everything I've experienced, I created a song for it. So listening to it, you will hear the transition. You'll hear different, you know, highs, lows, you know, victories, tears, you know, it's all inclusive. Yeah.
So which song are we going to hear?
Well, right now we're going to hear Construction Zone. There's a story behind it, but I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, go ahead.
Won't you come out and play? Won't you come out and play your bass for me? Thank you.
Ace Livingston.
Well, there's a story behind this.
You
song.
Love so talk yeah. jazz, don't you?
I do. Yeah, there's a story behind this.
Well, the story is this was the first song that should have been on my first CD. But what happened was, on my way to the studio to record this, being that it was I couldn't wait to, it was produced by Grammy nominated award winner, Chris Big Dog Davis. Yeah. So he lived in Waterbury at the time. So I was rushing to get there because, you know, I was young. Well, I'm still young a little bit now, but, you know, and there's a construction zone. And, you
know, I know what you're talking
lane.
About.
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh. Going to Waterbury, always bottlenecks there.
Right.
So I was speeding and because I was just anxious. I'm hearing all these melodies in my head, just, you know, can't wait to just unearth them, you know. And then all of a sudden I see lights flashing behind me. And all the music stops in my head, and I just pull over, and I got a nice big fat ticket for speeding through a construction zone. So I got to the studio, and this was what came out of me, the thumping and but the calm in the end was, you know what, it's all right, I'm here now, and we're going to make some beautiful music. Yeah. Hence the name Construction Zone.
This is terrific. And Saturday, my friends, in Bloomfield. And Donna was excited.
Oh,
when,
man.
She was excited when she said, she told me that you were going to be part of it. So.
Oh, yes. Anything, she's such a nice person, a good-hearted person, you know. And, it was an automatic yes for me.
Did you grow up in Bloomfield?
Actually, no. I grew up in Jamaica, but I came here when I was 13. I won't tell you what year it was because then, you know, we have some math scholars out there without the calculator. We'll just do the math. But New Britain. I went to EC Goodwin, Vocational Tech, and then to Central. And, I wanted to go to University of Hartford. But my good friend, Nat Reeves, you know, that's a jazz school, the Hart School.
Right.
But they are in the, traditional jazz side of things. Mm-hmm. And I play the electric bass.
Yeah.
But then things just opened up, and I never ended up transferring from Central. And, you know,
how long have you played the electric bass?
Since I was 7.
Wow!
It was taller than me, Brad. it was so tall. I had to sit and play because I wasn't strong enough to hold the thing. You know, because those older basses were heavy. You know, and picture a little kid in Jamaica whose bow tie is thicker than his neck. You know, and just sitting there playing with his thumb getting blisters. But it was worth it.
Now, do you still perform with Harry Connick?
Not at this moment. We do spot dates. Like if there's an event where he does the traditional that style of jazz.
Right.
So, and he has a funk side of jazz that he does. So when I was out with him, he was mixing the funk with the traditional, you know. Yeah. So, you know, that's, I come in on the other side.
What's it like, though, performing with Harry Connick?
Oh, such a classy guy. Classy show. Just, I mean, imagine, close your eyes. You're on a nice big stage. There's a big horn section to your left. There's a nice string philharmonic behind you, and it's just, everything is just completely just flowing, and he's singing on top, and you're playing the low end, and the drums is dancing. It's and people are just as quiet as a whistle, and they are just absorbing every note that leaves the stage. It's a beautiful, classy thing.
He's a great singer, isn't he?
Very, with such a big and awesome personality.
Yeah.
I mean, we did this thing out with Jimmy Green when he lost his daughter, and we recorded in New Haven, you know, and he's just such a down-to-earth guy. We walked to Dunkin' Donuts together.
You and Harry Connick.
Yeah, just, you know, and yeah. I mean, just
well,
walking.
He lived in Connecticut, didn't he?
Yes, he still lives here, you know, but it's just such a, I mean, this is a guy that's on this level, and we're both talking. I got pictures walking to Dunkin' Donuts, you know, yeah.
That's awesome. So, can you stick around to the top of the hour?
I would love to.
Good.
Good. We've got to take a break here. And this is Ace Livingston. He will be part of our big, big show on Saturday from 10 until 2 in Bloomfield. And I'll tell you something right now. This is just one of the talents. We've got so many things. Donna Banks, my executive assistant, put this all together, and this is the 8th year that she has done this, and it's getting bigger and better every single year. So we hope that you'll come by and enjoy it like we all will. Ace Livingston, jazz artist, and he is going to be part of the Back to School Fair, and I tell you, it is just going to be a big one on Saturday from 10 to 2. In Bloomfield, and this is the 8th year that Donna Banks has produced this, and it has grown into one of the biggest fairs like this in the state. Our Ace Livingston is our guest here, jazz artist Dan, and I know you love jazz.
Well, yeah, and he's in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair, Brad. And I didn't realize the hashtag today is National Relaxation Day on Twitter. And you can relax when you listen to Ace's mellow jazz music. Now, how can people get a copy of your work or copies of your work?
Oh, Dan, I thought you'd never ask. Oh, sure. Let me tell you where they can get it. My website, acelivingston.com, acelivingston.com. And they can go and download it, and they could also see where, if they want to see me play live. It's also listed for this weekend, you know, on this calendar where I'm performing. So please come out and support us on Saturday. And if you're free on, you know, other weekends where I'm doing my jazz events, feel free to come out and have a very, very good time.
Now, where are some of the areas where you perform?
Well, I do this thing called an Evening with Ace Livingston. I had the last one at the First Cathedral. And I called it Jazz at the Cathedral. So we do them at different locations. So it's always listed on the website, in the calendar page. And come on, it's very classy, very nice. You know, it's almost like you're listening to a live CD.
Wow.
And it's going to be this Saturday in good old Bloomfield.
Right in Bloomfield. And you know,
Donna was so excited when she signed you up.
I was so excited. She's an awesome person. I met Kirsten.
Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
Kristen, yes. And we at this event in Waterbury at the Palace Theater, and that's how I met Donna. And it was she's an amazing person, and she connected me, and Donna was just such an angel just to make this all happen. So I'm excited. This Saturday, guys, you have to come out.
Ace, what influenced you musically? You're growing up in Jamaica, and great music in Jamaica, by the way. But what influenced you?
Well, everything, Dan. Life, you know, watching. Like, for instance, I'm here today and I'm watching how you guys are executing perfectly down. I saw Brad just down at the countdown. He ended it right, the precision of how he does his thing, how you do your thing and the articulation. That inspires and influenced me to play and bring my game to that level, you know, just to say, like, basketball inspires me. Watching anyone who just, utilize their gift on a very high level inspires and motivates me in my lane of doing what I do.
What about jazz, that particular genre? Why jazz?
Because it's jazz, it's not trendy. It's like a diamond. It's timeless. It's just very, and I mean, I love R&B. I did all of that stuff already and all, but jazz is it's a thinking type of music, you know. It allows you to open your mind, and you can be in Jamaica, you can be in DR, you can be in Russia, Germany, and it takes you places, and it allows you to dream. And that's the day you stop dreaming is the day you die. So I want to be in the area where you can dream, and just, it changes your mood, you know. It's like medicine for the soul, and it's all your influence, whether it's gospel, R&B, pop, you can all put it into one melting pot and you can watch people enjoy, and it's a beautiful thing.
Boy, you just said something, and I so ascribe to that. The day you stop dreaming is the day you die. That's so on the money. You always have to dream, right?
Yes.
Say that again, Dan.
The day you stop dreaming is the day you die.
And that's the last word for this hour.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to see you, boy. We're going to see you on Saturday.
Yes.
Huh? 10 to 2. It's going to be a big, big day in Bloomfield. And it's all for free.
Oh.
It's all for free.
You hear that, guys? For free.
All for free.
And go to acelivingston.com, right?
Yes. Yes, sir. And Facebook, if you want, Ace Livingston. And just find me there. And, you know, it's all there. Come on out Saturday, guys.
All right.